Hi, I'm Julie Marlett, and I am a Heartland Community College alum, and I earned my Associate's in Arts degree and graduated in 1999.
Julie, what led you to Heartland?
Well, I was a first-generation student. I attended Tri-Valley High School, so a small high school just right outside of Bloomington Normal. Wasn't really sure what my path was going to be or what I was supposed to do, but I saw all my other friends going to college, making plans, and I said, I better figure something out, and I better go someplace. And so I looked to Heartland Community College. I had somebody else that I knew that was attending here, and they were able to show me the ropes and kind of explain how you get to different classes, because some were in church basements across town, some were actually at the campus off Route 9. It's a little bit all over the place, so they helped me navigate and figure out how to get started, and fortunately, I ended up on the right path to earning my Associate's in Arts degree, as I was just kind of fumbling through and just taking classes as what someone directed me. I met with academic advising, and they said, okay, these are the classes you should take. And so I just plowed ahead and took semester by semester.
So as a first-generation college student, what kind of challenges do you think you faced?
I had no clue what college was all about. No one in my family really spoke to me about what it meant to go to college. When ACT testing was going on, nobody said, okay, you need to prep for this, and this is what you need to prepare for because it's going to impact what you do when it comes time for college. The most influence I had was when I was 9 years old, my grandfather would always talk to me about college. Julie, this is something you need to do. You may not understand what all that is right now, but this is something you need to do. My uncle had actually graduated from college, and so he'd had some experience with sending my uncle through there, but no one in my immediate family had that background. And so I really had to figure it out on my own. I didn't know what financial aid was. I didn't know what a FAFSA was. I didn't know that there was funding out there to help you go to the community college. I had to pay my entire way to go to college. I didn't have anybody supporting me for that. So I ended up working full-time at Sears. I worked there for 7 years, and they actually gave me tuition reimbursement. So I got 75% of my school paid for as I was earning my associate's degree, and then, of course, my bachelor's degree as well. But I used my tax refund, and I scraped money aside every single term to be able to pay for my tuition and books, and I commuted, and I drove from home. But I still worked full-time, and I juggled that. So it took me 3 years to earn that associate's degree, but I got it done. It took me a little bit to figure out.
Did you feel like there were some support systems here at Heartland for you? I know you went back at a time when the college was very new, and where in some cases maybe those support systems weren't systematized or, you know, a full department.
There was actually a really great program, and I think it was a class that I could take, maybe a 2-credit-hour class that was about career development and college placement and just your next steps. And it was within the counseling and advising department. And I had the opportunity to meet with an advisor a couple hours every week, and we would talk about planning and what's next and how do you figure out your next steps and how do you do career searching? What's the Occupational Outlook Handbook? What are these resources that you can put in your toolkit to help you figure out your next path? And so while it's not the student service component that they have now here at the college, there still was resources there back in 1996 that I was able to count on, and that really made an impact in my life and helped me get to the next step.
At what point did you figure out what you wanted to be when you grow up, and how do you think you were led there?
That was a fun process. I really enjoyed working with people and helping people, and so I thought, you know, I'm going to major in psychology. This is what I want to do. I'm going to get into that profession where I can guide people through their troubles. And then I utilized that resource, the Occupational Outlook Handbook, and I saw, oh, you need to get a master's degree and a doctoral degree to do what you want to do. And as a first-generation student, I really didn't understand what that meant, and I was scared. And I said, okay, I'm changing my mind. I'm not going to do that. Well, that was right at the time as I was applying to Illinois State University. First of all, I was surprised at myself that I actually earned my associate's degree and I successfully completed it. Part two is, cool, I'm going to go and I'm going to apply to a university. And I had to pick a major. And so I still liked helping people and working with people. I worked at Sears and I was in human resources. I was a store trainer. So I was always guiding people on how to work in the retail environment. I'm like, okay, I like talking in front of people. I like working with people. Look through all the majors. There's something called speech communication. It's like, this seems like something that I would like. I looked at the catalog, looked at the course descriptions. I got excited about it. So I switched from psychology to speech communication. But thankfully, because of all the courses I took here at Heartland, prepping for that major in psych, I only had one other class I had to take at Illinois State in psychology to complete my minor. So I came right in. All my classes transferred. Everything was completely transferred over. No troubles whatsoever with the Associates in Arts degree. Only had one class for the minor, and then I got to focus on the speech communication courses. And that's when I decided that's what I wanted to pursue. As far as figuring out what I wanted to be in life, still had no clue. My parents asked all the time, what are you going to do with a speech communication degree? It's not that degree where you're studying elementary education. You're going to be a teacher. Or accounting. You're going to be an accountant. They had no idea. I said, you know, I'll figure it out. And little did I know there was actually a profession in admissions. And I found that out later, which is where I ended up in my career.
Interested in how you got there. How did you find out about that career and then decide that you wanted to commit to it?
Well, with admissions, since I kind of fell into attending college on my own, I really didn't know that there was people out there that got paid to talk to other people about going to college. But I found myself, all through my college experience, communicating with other people. Hey, if I can do this, if I can figure out how to navigate Heartland Community College and then figure out the financial aid process once I went over to Illinois State University and navigate through this whole system, you can do this too. And I just found myself naturally doing it. And so after I had graduated, I saw that there was an ad in the newspaper, the Pantograph. It was advertising for Lincoln College, and it said they wanted an admissions counselor. No idea what it was, but it mentioned that you would talk to students about going to college. I was like, I can do that. I'm already doing that. And so I interviewed at the Lincoln campus. I was extremely nervous. I interviewed against like 80-some people. It was a very quick interview for your first time in. You got about 5 minutes, and it was the next person. And it turned out they were going to hire two people, one for the Lincoln campus and then one for the Normal campus. Lincoln College Normal had just launched their bachelor's degree programs, and they needed an admissions representative to bring in enrollments for that program. The president at the time, Jack Nutt, he said, you know, Julie, you're familiar with the Bloomington Normal area. He felt like I had what it took to be able to work in that role, and I had the opportunity to launch that program at Lincoln College Normal and work with an excellent group of people there. I had a lot of mentoring and a lot of guidance, but we also had to carve out a niche. We had to figure out how to do it because we had never done it before at Lincoln College. And within the first year, I knew that was the place for me. And I pursued my master's degree at Illinois State University in College Student Personnel Administration. Did that while working full-time. And thankfully, I had the flexibility to be able to pull that off. And I had an amazing experience and was able to move up on the ladder at Lincoln College. And I was promoted to an assistant director, associate director of admissions, and also marketing. And then I was able to take the director of admissions position at Lincoln College Normal, where I held that before I decided to move on to another institution. But that's really where I got my start.
So it seems like a lot of the time management and sort of other skills that you experienced at Heartland led you down the path. It almost seems like it was meant to be.
It was absolutely meant to be. From when it started of how I got my path and how I found where I'm at, I'm extremely passionate about helping first-generation students get acclimated and find out that they do have an opportunity to continue their education and actually pursue an education. Or even the working adult who is saying, well, I have to work full-time. I can't juggle this. Well, I have that side, too. Even though I was technically a traditional student, I was working full-time and juggling my education. So I feel like I can speak to both populations. And without going through those experiences and getting my start at Heartland Community College, there's no way I would be where I'm at now as the coordinator of admissions and outreach at College DuPage. And it's really taught me all the foundation that I need, and I've been able to be successful at different places because of my start here.
What would you say to current students today who are maybe facing some of the same struggles that you faced, or who don't quite yet know what they want to do? I think we have quite a few students who are in that position.
When it comes to prospective students, so our juniors and seniors in high school that are looking and exploring, I highly encourage you not to put Heartland Community College as your backup school or your number 3 or 4. Heartland Community College should be within your top-ranking school choices, and you need to check them out just as much as you're checking out that four-year public and that four-year private. It truly is all about the fit and the benefits that you're going to get out of a campus like Heartland Community College, smaller class sizes, the one-on-one attention you're going to get from the faculty. It's a huge advantage, not to mention the affordability component. That's one benefit of it. But you can end up leaving here with half of your baccalaureate degree done with little to no debt. And that is huge, especially in this economy. And you can still get all the same experiences that you're going to get at a four-year school. And you can make that transfer, and you can do extremely well, get positive grades, and then you can also get additional scholarships based off the grades that you earned here at the community college. So I strongly encourage you to put it as a number one and check it out and see if it's a good fit for you. I also recommend, as you're finishing up high school, that you take 4 years of math and make sure you're prepping for that math and do well on your placement tests. Math was a challenge for me, and if you really work hard at that math component, it's going to make the transition into earning your degree much easier. Take the time, earn that degree, because that's something nobody can take away from you, and that's going to increase in value over time. So I strongly encourage, at whatever point you are, whether that's personal enrichment or to actually earn that degree or certificate, to see if Heartland Community College can be that fit.
Julie Marlett, thank you for sharing your story.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me here, Colleen.